of which you are not aware in the in your present moment of life. Or you write a poem in your dream of which you are not ordinarily capable. Sometimes you do remember even the good poem that you have written in the dream, and when you wake up you write down the poem without much effort, because it has already been written down. It has come up. So of this you are completely ignorant. And then there is even deeper knowledge, what your soul is aspiring. We are not aware of our own soul's aspirations. But there is a preparation going on, secretly, as it were. And because we are not aware of it, we take a long time to allow that soul to come to the forefront. And sometimes you find, suddenly you meet somebody and in a minute you are a different person. Why does it happen? Because a lot of was being prepared behind without your knowledge. There was a big aspiration that was rising inwardly. But you were too busy with many things. So you were not aware of it. But suddenly, in a moment of leisure, you meet somebody, a little ignition, a little meeting with somebody, and you are transported into something quite different. You become a new person, you are reborn. And then there is a superconscious, a huge ocean of superconscious. We shall talk later on about superconscious, but huge ocean of superconscious. Now all that is around us here, right from superconscious, subliminal, psychic and subconscious, and we are aware only of a small little thing. So we are having psychological ignorance. We do not know our own psychology. Then you have constitutional ignorance. We do not know that our soul is our king. We hardly know about it. As Sri Aurobindo says, the soul is like an exiled king. A king who has been exiled. So the real constitutional king is exiled. We don't even know that that is the real master of our being. We think that the mind is the king. Really speaking, mind is never the king. Even when you think that your mind is your king, it is never the king. Or sometimes you think, my vital power, ambition is my king. As many great warriors and conquerors have felt in their life. They are ruled by the passion of our ambition to capture power, to rule, a vital desire. That is the king as far as they are concerned. Or some people regard their body to be the king, to take care of the fact that your breakfast is arranged properly, your lunch is prepared properly, your dinner is prepared properly, and your life is so organized that there is no difficulty of your lunch, dinner, breakfast. The whole life is ruled by your bodily needs. And how many people are upset if their breakfast is not ready in time, or if their dinner is not according to the right cooking. This is not soft and that is not so very hard, and this is not, you can't eat nicely and your whole day is finished. It is because we think the body is the king. The ruler is the body. So, we have this constitutional ignorance. We do not know who is the real ruler. We are not able to give to our ruler the real reins of power. If I have to take a decision, I do not normally ask, let me ask my exiled king. He is the real king, he is exiled, but I should be able to go to him and say, please, now I want to make a decision, what is your will? You are the real king. If you are able to do that, then you will get the right advice. Because he is the real ruler. Instead I go to my desires, my ambitions. Which desire is more prominent, what is less? From where I will get more, from where shall I get less? And I compare and take a decision. Most of the human beings are encircled in these decisions, in which we refer only to the hierarchy of my desires. I have possibility of becoming a doctor or engineer or a lawyer. Then I ask myself, in which should I get best? If I am engineer, I'll earn more, or if I am a doctor, shall I earn more, or whatever. These small little things we decide, and then I say, oh, I'll be a doctor because I can charge anything afterwards. I spent 5 years of studies, and then you can mint money. There was one very big lawyer at one time, and I happened to meet him. He said, Kirit, you come with me, we shall mint money. You and me together, we shall mint money together, a lot. I said, thank you very much. I don't want to earn money in that way. You have to refer to the soul. What is the wish of the soul? Because of our constitutional ignorance, we are constantly being snared by this little thing or that little thing. And then, as a result of all these 6 ignorances, the 7th ignorance starts. The 7th ignorance is practical ignorance. Because all these ignorance accumulate, ultimately, at every moment, we are obliged to do something. All human beings are obliged to do something. As Sri Krishna says in the Gita, there is none in the world who can escape action. The minimum action that you are obliged to do is to breathe. It's also an action, breathing, although you may not feel it's an action. But breathing is an action. When you are very tired, you find, when you can't breathe, then you realize that even breathing is an action. So, every moment we are obliged to do something, to act. And since we don't have all this sixfold knowledge, and since we are obliged in the sixfold ignorance, every action of ours is imperfect. In every action of ours, there is a mark of imperfection. Our action is either weak, there is one imperfection, or incomplete. Or it is wrong. The three maladies of our works, three sicknesses of our works: weak action, incomplete action, wrong action.